Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, we'll start with this. Two people were banned from Walt Disney World after they allegedly got into a physical altercation at the theme park over an attempted photograph.
This blows my mind.
The fight broke out at the Magic Kingdom. A member of a family posing for a photo in front of the park's 100th anniversary sign asked someone from another large family to move out of the frame, according to the sheriff's office. At that point, someone from the larger family punched a member of the victim's family in the face, and the fight ensued from there.
What did you say?
Two unspecified people were issued a trespass warning, which means that they are not welcome on the property. If they return, they can be arrested.
You know, so you'll see things like this. There's photo ops around parks, and people just sort of, oh, okay, I'll move out of the way.
Yeah.
To just punch someone?
Yeah, I don't know. No one was arrested because the victim did not want to prosecute. The victim in this case was treated medically on scene.
I don't want to prosecute.
Videos circulating on social media appear to show a group of adults throwing punches at the theme park while onlookers watch.
You know what kills me, though, in these things? You've seen a number of these brawls at Disney World or Disneyland, and there's kids standing around watching this.
I know. The theme park's rules prohibit using profanity or engaging in unsafe, illegal, disruptive, or offensive behavior, jumping lines, or saving places in lines for others. This is a wild story. Four indigenous children missing for more than 2 weeks after a plane crash in the Colombian Amazon have been found alive. President Gustavo Petro said Wednesday, declaring joy for the country. Petro shared the news on Twitter, saying that the children were discovered after arduous search efforts by the military. Authorities had deployed more than 100 soldiers with sniffer dogs to search out the miners who were traveling in an airplane that crashed in the Amazon on May 1st, killing three adults. Rescuers believe the four children, who were 13, 9, and 4 years old, and an 11-month-old baby, had been wandering through the jungle. Earlier Wednesday, the armed forces said that the search efforts intensified after rescuers came across a shelter built in an impoverished way with sticks and branches, leading them to believe that they were survivors. In photographs released by the armed forces, scissors and a hair tie could be seen among branches on the jungle floor. Previously, a baby's drinking bottle and a half-eaten piece of fruit had been found. And on Monday and Tuesday, soldiers found the bodies of the pilot and two adults. One of the dead passengers, Renoke Mikuti, was the mother of the four children. Giant trees that can grow up to 40 meters tall, wild animals and heavy rainfall made the Operation Hope search difficult. Three helicopters had been used to help, one of which blasted out a recorded message from the children's grandmother in the Huitoto language, telling them to stop moving through the jungle. Authorities have not indicated what caused the plane crash. The pilot had reported problems with the engine just minutes before the airplane disappeared from radar. Wow.
It's an amazing story, and that they were able to survive.
Yeah, it's incredible. Wow. All right, police in Kobe City, Japan, arrested a 22-year-old man for sending 15 threatening letters and one case that contained roughly 1,500 origami cranes to his former driving school.
1,500 origami cranes?
Yeah. So the bird.
That's cool.
Yeah. So the incidents occurred between October 27th of last year and April 9th of this year, in which envelopes with a 39-year-old employee's name on it were placed in the school mailbox. The letters reportedly had messages such as die and quit your job now written on them.
You quit your job.
The paper cranes, however, were simply paper cranes. And police used surveillance
video. One was Fraser Crane from the popular sitcom.
To track the suspect down and found that he was a former student of the driving school.
Wow.
Who had failed to get his truck driver's license last year. After his arrest, the man admitted the crime and said that he had gotten angry at their poor teaching style. When asked the million-dollar question of what was up with the cranes, he told police that folding them helped to calm him down.
Hell of a story.
It is. Well, after a stinky mess believed by a Minnesota family to be feces rained down on a couple of cars in a drive-thru, the origins of the substance are still unknown. Carissa Brown and her son were waiting in a drive-thru line at Caribou Coffee when suddenly some foul-smelling stuff fell from the sky. She said, all of a sudden, brown dripped onto my vehicle.
Brown.
It was like it rained brown for a second. I got out. And I went to the car in front of me, and I was like, what just happened to us? And he was like, I have no idea. Brown said her car and that of the driver in front of her were fully covered in the substance, which Brown...
Poop a one word or two.
Believes was feces. And she said, I was looking around, like, who threw that at us? But it was very high. It came straight down. It hit the roof of my car, my hood. It was
who threw the feces?
All the way down my side. And also, my child was with me, so I'm glad the windows weren't open. Brown's young son described the experience. He said, something landed on my mom's car. It stinked. It was poop.
So, wait a second. Are we to believe that perhaps it came from an airliner or...
Maybe.
Okay, because usually it's my understanding that it would freeze,
they
right?
They don't do that. They don't dump the poop as they're flying in. But she said the odor was so strong that the woman who was handing me my coffee noted how much it smelled. She's studied to be...
Enjoy your coffee!
...to be an aircraft mechanic and adds that residential area is under a flight path and a waste dump from a plane may explain the situation. She said, I don't know why that would happen here. I didn't know that there was even a way to release it mid-flight, so that's why I'm a little confused and I'm going to look into
that's
it.
That's an urban legend, right? You cannot take chemically treated human excrement and just jettison it while you're flying.
That's
right.
That's what I've always heard.
They have tanks in the plane.
Yeah, it really doesn't happen. But I don't know, man. Who knows?
Air poop poop.
93.3 WMMR audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Chinese comedy troupe has been slapped with a $2.1 million penalty over a joke about the military that involved a slogan from President Xi Jinping. So
you got to watch that stuff.
The quip, which likened the behavior of a comedian's dogs to military conduct, irked authorities.
That's very funny. Put them to death.
And they said that the Shanghai culture media company and comic Li Haoxi, had humiliated the People's Army. And the company accepted the penalty and terminated Mr. Lee's contract.
Have you heard about the Chinese military? It's the greatest thing ever.
The offending remark was made during a stand-up performance in Beijing on Saturday when Mr. Lee alluded to two canines he had adopted, which were chasing a squirrel. And he said, other dogs, you see, would make you think they are adorable. These two dogs only remind me of fight to win, forge exemplary conduct.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
That's a good line.
It's the punchline is part of a slogan that the president unveiled in 2013.
It's like, where's the beef?
As a goal for the Chinese military. Audience members could be heard laughing at the joke.
Uh-huh.
So they shot all of those people.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. That's got to be... I wonder if at any point, you know, we have the Russian singer who couldn't sing actual lyrics during the Soviet Union. At that time, were stand-up comics doing that as well?
That's a good question.
Oh, you've heard that one.
Oh, my God. It reminds me of the scene from Austin and Ally. Press, did you used to watch that show, Austin and Ally?
No, huh?
Oh, my God. Never mind.
All right. Steve, in the audience, they're calling out their favorite bits. Yeah, can you do the...
All right.
They love it. All right. Just 3 months shy of her 100th birthday, Annie Duplock of Leicestershire, England, checked an item off of her bucket list by taking center stage at Zippo's Circus and becoming a human target for a knife thrower. So she wanted to do this for her 100th birthday.
That's pretty interesting.
Just 3 months shy of her 100th birthday. The 99-year-old former circus worker bravely stood at the base of the throwing board during the show's finale on Friday, grinning and leaning slightly under her cane before the knives began whooshing by, creating a rough outline of her body. She said, I've always wanted to have knives thrown at me.
Okay.
Duplock said that she persuaded her daughter to ask her former boss, Zippo's, Zippo's founder, Martin Burton.
Is this, now, mind you, there have been times when people have been nicked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To help her fulfill her lifelong dream as a treat for her upcoming 100th birthday, and he was all too happy to oblige. After the nerve-wracking display, Duplock confidently proclaimed she really enjoyed the experience, telling the BBC, I'm ready for the next one. So it was her dream to have knives thrown at her, and she got to live out
that. How confident would you be? Would you do that?
To stand there?
Yeah.
I would not like to, but yeah. I would think that I'd, if it's somebody who does it for a living,
right,
then I would feel pretty good about it, I guess. So, a woman has died and four others have been hospitalized after receiving liposuction and other cosmetic surgeries in Mexico. The individuals aged in their 30s and 50s were diagnosed with fungal meningitis.
Oh.
Swelling of the membrane surrounding the brain and spinal cord caused by a fungal infection. They all traveled from Texas to clinics in Matamoros on the Mexican border and developed a potentially fatal condition that can cause seizures and a coma 3 to 6 weeks later.
Remember those people that were abducted and that were murdered by the cartel over the border? They were going down for cosmetic surgery.
It's unclear what type of fungus the patients were infected with, but cases of C. aureus are rising in the U.S., linked to hospitals not sterilizing equipment properly. CDC and Texas Department of Health issued the warning over the cases on Tuesday. They said that each patient received an epidural when an anesthetic is injected into the area around the spinal cord to numb the pain. So they don't know if it took place when they were getting the epidural or not, but
yeah,
pretty messed up.
Lipo is a difficult thing.
Yeah. All right. And then we'll do one more. Let me see. What do I want to end with? Yeah, this one. A local television anchor in Knoxville, Tennessee, was fired allegedly for refusing to change her naturally curly hair.
Ooh.
Tabitha Bartow, who was working as a weekend morning weather anchor on WATE.
What the hell's with that hair?
Said that on the third day of her job, her bosses pulled her away from training for her hair appointment, for a hair appointment and shopping spree to find new clothes. After months of being criticized for her appearance, mostly because of her natural curly hair, Bartow said that she was let go on May 9th because her style didn't align with company policy.
We're looking at her. The hair is fine.
Yeah, Bartow said that it doesn't even sound real. The whole thing just sounds like a joke, and I wish it was. She said she initially thought that the company was only trying to help her in building her image. She said it wasn't necessarily a problem in the beginning because I was just assuming that they were just trying to help me and trying to build my professional image. But I think it was right away when they asked me if I was willing to get my hair relaxed. Or if you straighten your hair, the curl will fall out over time, and that's what we're looking for.
You know, it's funny because I read an article that was kind of talking about this and your presentation on TV and then things that are asked for. And I began to notice most women who have longer hair in broadcast news have straight hair.
Yes.
You rarely see curly hair.
Yeah, the last one I remember here... Do you guys remember traffic reporter Dorothy Krishik?
Yes.
Yeah.
She had really curly hair.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of any other people that
straighten it on out
have curly hair.
There's a sports reporter on Fox 29. I forget her name.
She's great. She's great. She does the show with Mike Jarrick, the 215.
Curly hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's great.
But it's a rarity.
Yeah.
It does seem to be a rarity.
Alex, when she does her braids when she goes on vacation, she's showing her natural hair.
All right. Anyhow, that's the last story in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.